Johnny Gibson, a true Tucson legend, passed away last week at age 88. In remembrance, let's look back to the year 2005, when Arizona Spotlight host Julie Bierock brought us this profile.
Johnny Gibson is somewhat of a legend here in Tucson. At 84 years of age, he still participates in the Senior Olympics and still goes to work every day at his gym equipment store on South 6th Avenue. He was a boxer, a bodybuilder, and Mr. Arizona 1950. Johnny's also a war hero. On June 6, 1944, he participated in one of the fiercest battles in American military history. The following is Johnny's story, in his own words.
I was very anxious to volunteer for anything possible that I could do. I considered submarine duty with the Navy, and I said, no, I think I'd rather be an Army paratrooper. So I joined with much vigor and vim, as we all did. You had to volunteer for that duty. I went in with lots of enthusiasm, and it carried right on through into lots of training. A year in this country we trained, and then 8 months in England. That's 20 months of strong, hard training before we invaded Normandy. And we were ready, and we were willing. We jumped right out there in the middle of the night. Actually, I landed at 12 minutes after 1 in the morning. The Germans seemed to be everywhere. There was so much firing going on that it was hard to assemble with the other troopers. We had the little toy cricket that went snap, snap, and then you waited for a reply, hopefully. I know I was alone, and I was a frontline medic without a real suitable weapon. I had a trench knife and a switchblade hidden knife, but I had no gun, so it was important that I team up with some of the others. I looked, and I couldn't see anybody in the moonlight there, and I saw a rock wall and a house beyond it, and I considered climbing over it, and I said, well, what would happen if it's occupied by Germans? I'd better not. So I looked down the rock wall in one direction and couldn't see anybody. I looked back to the other, and here came a guy creeping toward me. Whew. So I let him get within about 15 feet, and I snapped my cricket, and he snapped his back. It was Charlie Lee. Remember his face, remember him well. They killed him at daybreak. Daybreak gradually came upon us, and the Germans spotted us, hid and waited, and then they just sprayed us with automatic Schmeisser pistols and grenades and killed three and grabbed four of us. We finally got not too awfully far from the town of Mortain. They call it Mortain. We call it Mortain. A nice town, very beautiful, although I didn't see the beauty of it then. I've only been back once, and that was the 60th anniversary, and I was treated royally there by the newspaper, by the people at Abbe Blanche. That's where I was held. They gave me the attic. What had happened? They'd shoot the Americans, the British, and the Canadian on the front and bring them back there for me to take care of. So at one time, I had 42 frontline wounded to care for. Along came shelling in the distance. That was some of Patton's group. He broke out of Normandy at Avaranches and swept down about 50, 55 miles, taking only the highway. Very daring warfare. And so his forces, one of the infantry division, were shelling this building, not knowing that it was occupied by wounded Americans. And a guy decided he would go tell the Americans to knock it off. So I see him tie a piece of pillowcase or piece of sheet on a stick with a wire, and he goes right out into the street that's occupied by Germans, waving that flag. Anyway, in about 20 minutes, that shelling subsided. And, you know, it wasn't too awful long, just a few hours, till the Americans showed up and we were considered liberated. I returned from Normandy. It wasn't easy, but I got back to London and then back to my old outfit to see who was still there and retrain for another campaign. And then long came that emergency, Battle of the Bulge at Bastogne, Belgium. So I went on, and it was decided that since nighttime was coming, that we would dig into that area and spend the night. So I dug a foxhole in 8 inches of frozen ground, and a lot of shelling was coming in. And I hear a call for medic. Medic, medic. So naturally, you climb out of your safe hole. And I went to him with his old Captain Jungle Jim Morton. Nice guy. I always liked him. I knew him well. And I knelt down over his legs and started cutting his pant legs and making an effort to stop the bleeding. And the shelling started coming in. You just have to ignore it. Pretty soon, a shell hit right above my head up in a tree, and it blew me right into the back. Shrapnel went through my right lung, through my diaphragm, into my liver. Many pieces of bone splinters, small shrapnel in my right lung, and all I could do was just lay down on Jim. I just laid face down on him, and I felt the blood run right down my spine into my seat, and I could hear blood bubbles when I exhaled from the blood, blurp, blurp. I spent 11 months hospitalized. 52 shots of penicillin, but after a while I got to where I was doing pretty good, and I'd slip away and go over to the gym and lift weights, and I got myself in pretty darn good shape. I still see the faces and the smiles of those who didn't make it back, the ones I knew well, old Tom Call and Herman Bonitz and Maynard Clifton. I know their middle initials, and I remember their faces, and I think I should. I'm not trying to hide from the war. I think that I must remember it, really.
That was the late Tucson legend, Johnny Gibson, recorded in 2005.